Donna Munt. Donna smoked a resin ball of wild dagger extract from a long glass steamroller pipe. She was laying back on her spinning bed. It slowly spun around. It relaxed her. It had been a hard week at work. She worked in the Poldaki slave market. She directed sales and wore a long electric whip at her shapely hip. They say life has made her heart hard, but she makes something else hard when you look at her. Before the report to the manager of the slave factory, she goes to the ladies' room to smoke some canacane, a mixture of high-grade coke and very high-grade kana extract, to an active chemical and a couple complementary chemicals. A strong, vibrant euphoria ripped through her pleasure, self-confidence, and raw joy. She walked down the gilded hall and knocked on the strong oak door. "Come in," Mel Klaus said in his booming voice from the other side of the door. Donna entered and handed him a folder detailing today's sales, losses from escapes and guards having to kill escaping wannabes.
"Good job, bud," Mel boomed at her as he wore a coonskin cap and a red raincoat with a tie made out of Poldaki hair.
Mel produced a bottle of very expensive earth wine.
"Come sit in my lap and we'll talk about maybe giving you a raise."
That bottle would cost Donna a week's pay, but she was impressed. She eased down onto his lap as he poured them each a glass. A 30-year-old crystal glass from Earth. Mel thumped a button on his chair, and the chair began to rock and vibrate, causing her ass to wiggle on his penis. She could feel the result. Loads of cock this man has in his pants, she thought.
"Stand up a little and rub your butt on my belly like a good girl."
Mel moaned deep like a giant talking. She lifted up the chair and rubbed her round ass up and down his belly. As she did so, she heard the zip of his pants opening.
"Now sit down slowly on my happy lappy,"
Mel ordered her. She sat. He pulled her legs apart slightly as she did, and his 8-inch augmented cock was straining against her crotch. The big thing made it look like she had a penis, a long, narrow, hard one.
"You're a boy, and boys jack off," he whispered in her ear.
She grabbed the shaft and worked it like a good girl.
Mel moaned. The deep bass sound again, it made her shiver.
She pulled harder, squirting the hand lotion he gave her onto its head and slicking it up and down quickly. More moans as Mel slobbered on the back of her neck. Finally, an eruptive blast of sperm spit out the hole at the end of his cock. Donna left with a nice raise promised. She went home and showered. She scrubbed herself for a long time, trying to get the dirty whore skank feeling cleaned away from her. Oh, how she has fallen from her far-off finest days of her life. If not for the dope, she didn't know what she would do. Speaking of which, she went into the ladies' room and put some on a Pop Boys CD. She closed one nostril with a finger and let it rip. Warm joy spread from her sinus to her brain in happy, glowy waves. She closed her eyes and threw her head back in ecstasy. Yes, this is the good stuff. Now she can afford more of it. Around this time, powder-snorting ladies and girls like to use Pop Boys CDs for sniffing off of. Donna just kind of froze there a while in the grip of wild pleasure. A long day at the office. Then she went home to the large apartment standing high over the river. She poured herself a tall, frosty glass of wine made from local native flowers. It tasted sweet and smelled heavenly. A nice euphoria warmed her. Too much of this wine and it's headache time, though. She shifted her vices to Connacaine. A couple small lines and she was breathing heavy, laying on the floor, writhing with pleasure.